from Revelation chapter 3. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him, and he with me. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Some people do not answer the phone unless they know who is calling. Some people don't open the door unless they know who is knocking. In this description from the book of Revelation, it is clear that we know who is knocking, for Jesus says, "If anyone hears my voice and opens the door." When we recognize Jesus' voice, we open the door for him. The Holy Spirit uses the gospel to open our hearts to hear and recognize Jesus as our Savior and Good Shepherd. In many other passages, Jesus talks about hearing his voice and following him. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Our text is from part of the book of Revelation known as the Letters to the Seven Churches. Jesus warns those who have strayed from the faith, who have become lazy, who have lost their first zeal for the faith, who are carried away by greed and other foolishness. In this season, is a season of Advent, it is a good reminder for us as we prepare to celebrate the birth of our Savior. We do that by contemplating our need for a Savior, remembering that without a Savior, we are sinners in the hands of an angry God. But can I open the door when I'm afraid because of my sins? If I am still a sinner, can I invite Jesus into my home? The Bible teaches the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God. And Jesus teaches Peter, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. We need the God, the Holy Spirit, to open the door of faith unto all unbelievers, including ourselves, and to put a new heart and a new spirit within us, to put back together our dead, dry bones and make us alive again and living. But Jesus does that with his powerful voice, with his holy word that is strong enough to create the world, mighty enough to heal the sick and raise the dead, and even powerful enough to forgive our sins. When Jesus says, your sins are forgiven, we are forgiven. When he says, I will come in and dine with you, he gives us faith to trust in him, and he invites us to the feast of faith, receiving him who is the bread of life, who gives his body and blood to deliver us from death. And he invites us to the feast of glory, to sit with him at the heavenly banquet where we may eat the supper at his call. The hymn we are singing this morning reminds us that what Advent really means. It means Jesus coming, Jesus' arrival. And stanza one of the hymn speaks of Jesus coming to earth as a lowly child of Bethlehem who came to die for our sins. Stanzas 2-4 tell us that he comes to us regularly in word and sacraments with mercy, forgiveness, hope, comfort, and joy. And stanza 5 says that he will come again on Judgment Day to take us home to heaven. We do lots of preparation for Christmas. We put up Christmas trees and lights. We decorate our homes. We make special foods. We shop for Christmas gifts. We get together with family and friends. These are all wonderful things. The fact that so much of the world celebrates Christmas, even if in only a secular way, that tells us that our Savior Jesus had a huge impact on the history of the world. There is no other holiday or festival so widely celebrated. But now, in the midst of our preparations, let us also prepare our hearts by hearing God's word, remembering that we are really celebrating that God's own Son became our brother to save us from our sin. Let us examine ourselves and recognize our need for that Savior, and then let him open the door of our heart that he may come in and dine with us and feast with us and feed us. Let us feast regularly on the forgiveness that comes through the body of Christ and through the babe of Bethlehem who was born King of the angels, through Jesus crucified for me and for you, through the Lord God omnipotent who reigns forever and ever, that we might sing Alleluia before his throne in heaven. The author of this morning's hymn also wrote another stanza that we sometimes use to close our services. It references this text from Revelation about reigning with Jesus on his throne. It talks about Jesus calling and inviting us to reign with him in heaven. For our text says, "To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne." Let us remember this summons, this invitation, and this promise as we prepare our hearts and our lives for Christmas. The hymn stanza reads, "So then, when thy love shall call us, Savior, from the world away, fear of death shall not appall us, glad thy summons to obey. May we ever reign with thee in endless day." Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen. Let us rise and pray. Stir up, we beseech you, your power, O Lord, and come, that by your protection we may be rescued from the threatening perils of our sins, and be saved by your mighty deliverance. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen. Which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.